142 of the 207 cardinals from the College of Cardinals were present Monday morning for the first general congregation. But according to Father Lombardi, of those present, only 103 were cardinal electors, those under 80 eligible of voting for the next pope.
Naguib, Rai, Meissner, Rocco Varela, Grocolevski, Lehmann, Phan Minh Man, Jean-Baptiste le Vietnamite, Sar, Nietzsche, Duca, Völki, Tong.
In short, 12 cardinal electors are still on their way to Rome, which basically means that a date for the conclave to elect the pope cannot be officially set. The number of cardinals present was the first and perhaps most important piece of information revealed to a packed press office lunchtime Monday by Director Father Federico Lombardi in what has become the daily vacant see briefing. But he also spoke of the warm, serene atmosphere of great spiritual communion among the cardinals as they gathered at 9:30 sharp in the Synod Hall, as translated for English language press by Father Thomas Rosica.
Present at the head table, as you saw there in the film, is the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Sodano. Next to him, Cardinal Bertone, who's the Chamberlain, the Camerlengo, and then Bishop Lorenzo Baldisseri, who's the Secretary of the College of Cardinals.
The 142 men took up their places according to the established precedence: cardinal bishops followed by cardinal priests, followed by cardinal deacons. And following a brief welcome address by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Sodano, together they invoked the Holy Spirit before each of them swore to maintain secrecy regarding all discussions in both the congregations and conclave.
This new precedence that you will see will take effect now for the seating and also the ceremonies, the liturgies, and the entrance into the Sistine Chapel.
The next step was the selection by drawing of lots of the first particular congregation. This is a group of three cardinals, one per order, who will aid the Camerlengo Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone in the government of the Church for a period of 3 days. The names chosen were Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re for the Order of Bishops, Cardinal Crescenzio Seppe for the Order of Priests, and Cardinal Frank Rode for the Order of Deacons. According to Father Lombardi, following a coffee break, there were three brief, dense interventions aimed at the organization of the days to come, lasting a total of 45 minutes. He also stated that the congregation will be sending a message to the Pope Emeritus, Benedict XVI, and he concluded that the congregation was positive, serene, and promising of an intense discussion of the needs of the Church in days to come. I'm Emer McCarthy.